This weekend, the city of Rock Hill will host the 2025 USA BMX Carolina Nationals. This is another big race that will take over the BMX track in our great city. And we've got an interesting story. We're going to introduce you to a rider. Now, this is pretty cool. He is an EMS paramedic for Piedmont by day and a BMX racer by night. His name is Joey Lido. And Joy, you're here with the Piedmont Medical Center EMS Director, Chris Mooney. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome.
So Joy, let's start with you. How did you get interested, first of all, in BMX racing? What came first, BMX racing or EMS?
BMX racing came long before EMS for sure. I'd say how I got into it was mostly through my mom. She always take me on bike rides, and I would just pester her about taking me on these bike rides all the time. She just got tired of it. She's like, I don't want to keep taking this kid on the bike rides.
I'm dropping you off at this track.
So she'd just drop me off, and I'd go ride the BMX track for a couple hours. It's probably the worst regret of her life, because now she wishes I don't race, because it makes her pretty nervous.
So how old were you?
I was 3 years old when I first rode a BMX track.
And was that here in Rock Hill?
No, it was in Sarasota, Florida, where I grew up.
So when you guys moved here and we have a BMX track, it just was a natural progression?
We moved here. So I moved here with my fiance. I've been here for about 8 months now.
Oh.
And the BMX track was one of the big reasons that I did move here, because it is one of the nicest facilities worldwide. Like, even just this weekend, I have like Mateo Carmona, who's staying with me. He's a Colombian Olympian this past 24 Olympic Games. And then I have like some other people that are my teammates as well that are staying with me.
And then tell our audience, how are you either ranked or some of your awards and accomplishments?
Yeah. So I kind of was in college and racing at the same time. And that's kind of where I grew in the sport, as crazy as it sounds. But the first like breakthrough year that I had was in 2020 when I won the amateur national age group title. And then the following year, I turned pro. I've been racing pro for 4 years now. I've had some pretty cool accomplishments racing pro. I got fourth place in the overall USA BMX Elite Pro Championship Series. That was 2 years ago. And then this last year, I got sixth in the series. And then our season opener is this weekend. So hopefully we just get a little bit better than fourth and sixth.
Yeah.
Now you get some pretty big trophies, right, when you win. Where do you put all those trophies?
I mean, the trophies are nice. Usually I get a little champagne bottle if I do good, and then that's pretty much gone by the end of the night.
A little treat for your hard work.
A little celebration. Yep. So where does paramedics fit into your story? Where does EMS come in?
I've kind of been juggling that. I kind of got inspired to do EMS through BMX, because I do a lot of beginner camps, and I would do beginner camps out at Sarasota, and kids would always crash pretty good, and there'd be like firefighters that were dads, and they would always come and help me out with them and get them like assisted. And I always just thought it'd be pretty cool to kind of know what I was doing in those situations. So I was like, that's kind of how I first got into it. And then I went to the fire academy as a dual enrollment student when I was in high school. And then from there, I went EMT and then EMT straight to paramedic. But I've always kind of done both. Like, when I was in paramedic school, I was racing World Cups too. So it was kind of hard, because I would like get home from Columbia at a World Cup race, and then I'd have like a few hours of sleep and then go to a 12-hour hospital clinical following a nurse around, having no idea what I was doing. Just super tired.
Well, it paid off, and look at you now. Mm. So you're an EMS paramedic with Piedmont Medical Center.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. So, Chris, first of all, Joey's story is a textbook example, I would think, of how you would like for those to enter the world of being a paramedic, taking college, high school and college classes, dual enrollment, getting hands-on experience. And then he's in a field where he's really getting hands-on experience.
Right. And he's just a good person all around. I mean, look at this guy. He's always happy and brings a good attitude. And I think he's a good example of our team in the community, and not just, you know, working in EMS.
And then what does it mean to have someone like Joy on your staff because Piedmont EMS will be out there at the USA BMX Carolina Nationals responding if there is a spill or an accident. But what kind of expertise do you rely on with Joey since he's in this world as well?
Yeah, so, I mean, this weekend, Joey's really not going to be working with us. You know, our team is excited that they know somebody that's competing. You know, we've been doing covering BMX for as long as I've worked here and before that. And it's always kind of a joke, like, oh, one year we're gonna start our own BMX team. And you know, now we have it, right? So we're excited about that. And I think it just adds a little bit of personal connection to it.
Joey, is it hard when you're out there to separate the two? So if you're getting ready to race and there's a spill that happens beforehand, is it hard for you not to run out there? Is it hard for you to say in that, okay, I got to stay in my zone racing space?
It's kind of been new to me too, because I'm more experienced and know a lot more about what I'm doing now versus when I was following the nurse around after I got off the flight. But I can definitely, I wouldn't really say, I'm able to flip a switch and be able to say, okay, now I'm doing my job as a racer. This is going to be somebody else's job. I need to just focus on the task at hand. But there's definitely like that thought in your head too of like seeing all these traumatic accidents of like, hey, you know, these can be pretty serious. And so I'd say that it's not really me wanting to treat the patient that's on the track. It's kind of just that weariness of knowing like more of the follow through of what could be the case. And obviously you want your friends to be well taken care of too, which I think Piedmont Medical Center does a great job at handling that. And they've done the BMX for a long time now.
We're speaking with Joey Lido. He is an Piedmont EMS paramedic, as well as a BMX racer. He will be racing in this weekend's 2025 USA BMX Carolina Nationals. Chris Mooney is the Piedmont Medical Center EMS director. Joey, what kind of injuries have you received over your career in BMX racing?
I've had some broken bones. I've had like 3 or 4 broken bones. I've hit my head a couple times, gotten some concussions. Knock on wood, I'm racing this weekend, so I really don't want to speak any injuries into existence here. But I like not to talk about the injuries.
We'll talk about it on Monday. How about that?
All right. Afterwards. Sounds good.
And then when are you racing? Do you know what day and time so our folks can go out there and cheer you on?
So I will be racing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Perfect. There's 3 different races. The Friday and Saturday races will be a part of the USA BMX Pro Series. And then on Sunday, it's a UCI sanctioned race, which is a bit different than the USA BMX Pro Series. That counts more towards international points. So Sunday is a little bit different than Friday and Saturday.
And Chris, staffing-wise, what does that look like for Piedmont EMS?
Right. This year, we're a little bit different than previous. We help the city of Rock Hill with whatever they feel their needs are based on the event, what they're able to participate with. So this year, we'll have a paramedic in the aid tent doing basic first aid and things like that, and then we'll have 2 transport ambulances.
So all hands on deck, and of course, if they're not there responding to a boo-boo, you're going to be there to cheer on Joey.
I foresee that being very prevalent.
Love that.
It shows what a great team you have over there at Piedmont EMS, which, by the way, the EMS department is the biggest department at Piedmont Medical Center. So, Joey, you have a lot of fans and coworkers who are going to be out there cheering you on, and that's got to make you feel great. And I think it just speaks volumes to building that team spirit within your coworkers that you have to rely on all the time. And in your line of work, you really do have to really rely on each other in such intense situations.
Absolutely.
So that's great.
Yeah, we wish you the best. Yeah. And Renee, you'll have to let us know how he does over the weekend. Yeah. Yeah.
Good luck, Joey. We really will be cheering you on.
Thank you.
Once again, Joey Lido is an Piedmont EMS paramedic. He's also a BMX racer. He will be racing this weekend at the USA BMX Carolina Nationals. Chris Mooney is the Piedmont Medical Center EMS director.